Some members of Congress are concerned that DOD contracting officers are not holding large vendors accountable for meeting their small business subcontracting plans. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, new legislation would add teeth to existing rules by holding vendors in breach of contract when they don't meet their small business commitments.
Besides declaring a material breach in those circumstances, the Defending America's Small Contractors Act would bolster the authority of procurement center representatives and commercial market representatives, the Small Business Administration specialists that are supposed to help agencies maximize their small business utilization on individual contracts. The House Small Business Committee's concern about small business subcontracting springs in part from two DOD Inspector General reports issued last year. The IG was responding to hotline complaints that alleged that two large Marine Corps contracting offices weren't giving enough opportunities to small businesses and weren't monitoring their prime contractor subcontracting plans to make sure they followed through. The IG substantiated the second allegation, and it also found that officials at Marine Corps Regional Contracting Office, National Capital Region, and the Marine Corps Systems Command in many cases did not even require vendors to submit small business plans. Michael Rourke is the Assistant Inspector General for Contract Management and Payments.
Specifically, RCO-NCR contracting officials did not ensure that prime contractors provided small businesses with adequate subcontracting opportunities for six of the seven contracts we reviewed. Specifically, RCO-NCR contracting officials awarded four contracts without requiring a subcontractor contracting plan or with a subcontracting plan that did not include small business subcontracting goals. Two contracts which had a subcontracting plan with small business goals, but contracting officials did not monitor whether the contractor met the goals. These problems occurred because RCO-NCR did not have policies and procedures for evaluating and approving subcontracting plans or for monitoring contractor compliance with those plans.
In the case of Marine Corps Systems Command, out of 19 contracts the IG reviewed, six were awarded without any subcontracting plans. Mark or Syscom didn't track compliance with four others that had subcontracting plans, and on two others, the Corps knew the prime vendors weren't meeting their agreed-to goals, but didn't ask why. Chuck Spence is the president of the Association of Procurement Technical Assistance Centers. Those independent centers consult with small businesses to shepherd them through the federal procurement process. He says the IG findings with respect to the Marine Corps were not surprising.
We suspect that the problems identified that Mr. Rourke mentioned, the lack of adequate policies, insufficient training for contracting officials, and failure to monitor compliance are common across federal agencies, because the root causes are not unique. These root causes are an unrealistic over-reliance on contracting officers to protect the interests of small businesses with insufficient support and resources to do so. In an environment with little meaningful incentive for contractors to comply with subcontracting requirements, the consequence is likely a widespread loss of subcontracting opportunities for our small businesses.
Spence told members of the Small Business Committee that their proposed legislation would help matters by empowering SBAs, PCRs, and CMRs, but the real issue is that the overall acquisition workforce doesn't have the resources to adequately monitor vendors' compliance with their subcontracting commitments.
SBA procurement center representatives and commercial market representatives play a critical role in enabling increased opportunities for small businesses. And we believe that this committee is absolutely right to expand and clarify those responsibilities. Providing PCRs the authority to review any solicitations for a contract or task order, providing PCRs the authority to review any solicitations for a contract or task order, clearly articulating the responsibilities of commercial market representatives with regard to subcontracting, and allowing both PCRs and CMRs to delay up to 30 days the acceptance of subcontracting plans if they fail to provide maximum opportunities for small businesses are very important steps, and we, the PTAC, enthusiastically support them. We are concerned, however, about the level of effectiveness that can be reasonably be expected from PCRs and CMRs if their ranks are not sufficient to do the job. SBA has just 27 CMRs and 48 PCRs, to service the entire country.
Under existing law, even when agencies do adequately track subcontracting performance on their large contracts, there's little consequence in practice for firms that don't comply. Standard contract language allows the government to pursue liquidated damages against prime contractors who don't meet their commitments, but according to committee staff, that remedy has not been enforced in a federal contract since 1982. In the case of the Marine Corps contracts, the DODIG recommended that the Regional Contracting Office look into pursuing damages against vendors who hadn't lived up to their agreements.
We asked RCO-NCR to determine whether contractors for two contracts made good faith efforts to meet small business subcontracting goals in their subcontracting plans, and if not, determine whether or not liquidated damages could be imposed against the contractors. And RCO did conduct that review. They came back with a response that noted that they found out through further analysis that the contractors did submit initial subcontracting plans, but they were not made a part of the contract file. After reviewing the plans, NCR concluded that both contracts did make a good faith effort to fulfill their subcontracting goals, so therefore they will not collect any liquidated damages. So what I'm planning to do is a follow-up effort to that is just to obtain more information from the Marine Corps and from NCR to determine the basis for that decision.
According to both Rourke and Spence, part of the problem may have to do with federal IT systems that manage contracts. Spence says ideally a contracting officer should receive an automatic notification if a vendor fails to submit a required report on how it's meeting its subcontracting goals during the period of performance of a contract. That doesn't happen today. Spence says if contracting officers aren't alerted to problems, they are not eager to go looking for them.
Contracting officers are, by nature, kind of risk averse. They make a procurement, and they make award a contract, and they want to see the work performed. And sometimes their fear is if we move that down to a subcontracting plan to subcontractors, that workflow may be interrupted. Mm-hmm. And because right now there's no teeth in the enforcement, they kind of get away with that. So I think if we put some teeth into that enforcement, give them the incentives, give them the time, give them the resources to ensure that there's subcontracting plans and that the goals are being met.
The DODIG says it's impossible to tell how widespread the problem of inadequate monitoring of small business subcontracting arrangements is, given that it's only examined two contracting offices so far. Congressman Richard Hanna, the chairman of the Subcommittee on Contracting and the Workforce, says his panel plans more oversight on the issue.
Given that hundreds of billions of dollars in federal contracts are at stake each year, ensuring that small businesses have the opportunity to compete for federal prime and subcontracts is key. Failure to meet the mandatory small business subcontracting requirements in prime contracts speaks volumes to the small business community. Failure of this nature calls the overall acquisition process into question. Seeing that agencies are not able to meet minimum requirements for contract award and administration, it also makes it clear that Congress needs to pass the reforms included, as you said, in 4341.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.